In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I would like to congratulate our two sisters who are celebrating their jubilee, the 25 years of having taken religious vows, a very special occasion for them. We can thank Almighty God and our Blessed Mother for their perseverance in the holy vocations. We also like to congratulate our new novice and also our sister who will be taking her first vows and also our sister would be taking her vinal vows. On this occasion, we'd also like to congratulate their families. We know that what a great blessing comes upon a family when they have a son or daughter called by God to the service of God. And even though they sacrifice leaving home and being separated physically from their families, we know that in their hearts, they're certainly interceding for their families and the members of their families and asking God's grace and blessing upon them. No greater blessing can come to a family than they have a religious vocation or a priestly vocation. So it is indeed a blessing to these families, and we'd like to congratulate you on this occasion as well. On this feast of Our Lady, Our Mother Perpetual Help, what a beautiful occasion or feast it is for these sisters to take their steps or to celebrate their jubilee. And why is that? Because we know that the Blessed Virgin Mary is their model to imitate. That Virgin of Virgins who was most pleasing in the sight of God, blessed among all women, she who was chosen by God to crush the head of the ancient serpent, Satan, she who was to be the new Eve, to undo what our first mother Eve had done in cooperating in the fall of mankind. We know how wonderfully and beautifully we see in the Blessed Virgin Mary a parallel with Eve. As Eve cooperated with Adam in the fall of mankind, so the Blessed Virgin Mary cooperated in our redemption. That is why she is given the title co-redemptrix. As a fallen angel had approached Eve and tempted her to disobey God, a good angel, the angel Gabriel, announced to Mary the coming of the divine Messiah and that she was chosen by God to be the mother of God. And in contrast with Eve, our Blessed Mother, instead of disobeying and falling through pride as Eve had done, the Blessed Virgin Mary was profoundly humble and completely conformed to the will of God. And when she announced her wonderful fiat, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word." And just as Eve, we know, was to bring forth children, and these children were to be born with original sin under stow and original sin passed down, the original sin of Adam and Eve, we know how wonderfully our Blessed Mother is the Mother of Grace. And that when we think of our Blessed Mother standing at the foot of the cross and cooperating in our redemption, we know how Jesus looked down from the cross, looked upon his mother, and when he gave his mother to St. John, as scripture commentaries note very significantly, she was given to us as our mother. Indeed, when we call upon Mary, the Mother of God, we are also reminded that she is our own spiritual mother. What a beautiful occasion it is for these sisters to take their steps or to celebrate their jubilee, because we know how our Blessed Mother is not only their model, but also their powerful intercessor. We know that when a person gives their life to God, they choose a state of what we call perfection. Not that they are perfect, but that they strive for perfection. Their whole life is consecrated to God. Their whole life is dedicated to God. And everything they do is offered to God as an oblation. Even though someone goes into the religious life and they're going to strive for perfection, it does not mean that they're perfect. They have a fallen human nature to fight against. And that is the reason why when we think of the religious life, we reflect on the three evangelical counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience. These are the three great helps to help the religious die to themselves, die to their fallen human nature, and to irrevocably give their life to God. We know that scripture writers have written about the giving their life to God, and they say that the three nails that nail Jesus to the cross, his hands and feet, in a certain sense are the symbolic of the three vows that the religious takes. By the vow of poverty, a religious will give up the use of the right. By the vow of chastity, to give up the marriage state. And by the vow of obedience, to give up their own will. When we think of these three vows, we are also reminded how wonderfully the Blessed Virgin Mary, in her life in union with Jesus Christ for those 30 years of hidden life, how beautifully they live poverty, chastity, and obedience. Our Blessed Mother is the perfect model for our religious. And in fact, when we think of our Blessed Mother's life, we can know a lot about Our Lady when we look at sacred scripture and we see things spoken of her or the things Our Lady had said. As we mentioned, our Blessed Mother, she was in perfect conformity to the will of God. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. But we also know that our Blessed Mother, her whole life was one of praising God. When Elizabeth, her cousin, was filled with the Holy Ghost and cried out, Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, and how is it the mother of my Lord should come to me? What did Mary respond? My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. He that is mighty hath done great things to me. She gave all that praise back to God. And we also know how she said, Henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. She acknowledged the graces that God had given her, and she gave all the praise, all the glory, all back to God. On another occasion, when Jesus began his public life, a woman spoke out in a crowd and praised his mother. Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee. And Jesus said, Yea, rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. And sometimes those who misinterpret scripture, especially the Protestants, will try to say, no, Jesus did not want that praise of Our Lady. And that was not at all the case. Indeed, she was blessed to be the mother of God, but she was indeed more blessed because she heard the word of God and faithfully kept it. As Elizabeth, when she was filled with the Holy Ghost, said, And blessed is she who has heard the word of God, because the things promised her by the Lord shall be accomplished. And we know how our Blessed Mother, she lived her fiat all her life. She lived that Magnificat all her life. Her whole life was focused on the greater glory of God and doing the will of God at every moment, perfectly fulfilling the will of God and cooperating with the graces of God. And that is why we honor her with the honor of Hyperdulia above all the angels and saints in heaven. So on this occasion when we celebrate the sisters' steps and the sisters' jubilee, we would like to exhort the sisters to look to our Blessed Mother as your model and example. Let her words, the fiat and the magnificat, be a model in your life. All that you want to do is to do the will of God, and that's how we show our love for God. And in our lives, let us always and everywhere praise God and magnify Him, and let us find our joy and happiness in life and the service of God. And let us remember, too, our Blessed Mother is our powerful aid. We're all weak. We have our faults, failings, and sins to fight against, and it will be a battle with our fallen human nature our entire life. But how wonderfully God has called you to this unique vocation. St. Alphonsus Liguori says that after the vocation or the call to the true faith, no greater blessing, no greater call can be given than that you can be called to the service of God. That is a singular sign that God loves you in a very unique manner. And how important it is that we correspond with God's love for us by loving him in return and loving him unreservedly. You sisters know very well the many, many graces and blessings that come to the religious life. You are in a state of perfection. Not that you are perfect, but you have the means available to become perfect. You have a schedule, and at every moment you know the will of God. You have superiors there to guide you and assist you. You have daily mass, receiving Holy Communion, weekly confession, spiritual talks and retreats. You have the example of your fellow sisters. When the schedule calls for this or that, the bell is rung and you go. And the example of your fellow sisters is also a support in times of weakness. The bell rings, you may not want to go to prayers and not feel like going to prayers, but you go to prayers because it's the will of God and you have the wonderful example of all the other sisters there. You have superiors who love you and will correct you when things need to be corrected. And how important it is that as you live in this wonderful state of perfection, a religious state, how important it is that every day you grow closer and closer in your union with God and in greater and greater love for God. And once again, we look to the Blessed Virgin Mary as our powerful example and our intercessor. In moments of weakness, let us go to Our Lady with total trust and confidence. We know so well the image of our Blessed Mother, our Mother of Perpetual Help. We see the child Jesus holding with both hands the hand of the Blessed Mother. Everything on that picture is very significant. Our Blessed Mother's eyes are very wide and open to see all of our needs and to look upon us and to care for us. Her mouth is very small because she spoke little. But the infant, the child Jesus is holding with both hands, grasping the hand of Our Lady to show his total trust and confidence in her. We know that on either side of Our Lady and the child Jesus are the angels with the instruments of the Passion, and that the sandal of our Lord is falling off, symbolizing how our Lord went to Our Lady. And let us also remember, too, that in all of our trials and difficulties and temptations, let us have immediate recourse to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We cannot underestimate in these times the great influence that Satan has on society, and also, unfortunately, how successfully he has tried to destroy the church. He will never destroy the church. The gates of hell will not prevail. But we know how cleverly he has orchestrated the apostasy, and how cleverly he has tried to destroy completely the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the true sacraments and our holy Catholic faith and the religious life. There isn't a stone that the Satan has not left unturned. He's done all that he can. He's played all his cards to try to destroy souls. And in these times, let us cherish our holy Catholic faith and especially our holy vocations. Not only does God want our religious to become holy and perfect and pleasing to God, but he also wants them to be instruments of God's grace, to draw down graces for the conversion of others. And with this in mind, I think of how when our Blessed Mother appeared at Fatima, how she exhorted the children to pray and to sacrifice. Dear sisters, you're in a unique position as religious. Every day you have little sacrifices, little denials that you have to go through just by living a religious life. The sacrifice of living a life in common according to a very strict schedule. And all of the sacrifices that are entailed in following your vocation and keeping the three vows. Those are sacrifices that you're drawing down graces for souls. And as our Blessed Mother lamented, so many souls go to hell because there's no one to pray and to sacrifice for them. So I exhort our sisters here, especially those who are taking steps and those who are celebrating their Jubilee, remember the great grace that has been given to you to be called by God to this religious congregation. Thank God every day for your vocation, and let us remember to be generous in our service of God. And let us remember those two words of Our Lady, fiat Be it done unto me according to thy word, and Magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord. May those two words of Our Lady be ever impressed on your minds and your hearts, and may you imitate our Blessed Mother in her great love and her service of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.